It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Coming to you live from LSD Johnson Arena, the home of the 2024 men's basketball OVC regular season and tournament champions. But tonight, they give the hardwood to the semifinals of the boys' 16th region tournament, as four teams will duke it out. The winners will play tomorrow, and a ticket to the Rupp Arena will be punched for the greatest show in hoops. So, everyone, I'm Jared Stacy, happy to be along with you tonight, as it is Boyd County, Round County. They played earlier this year, and Boyd County won in Boyd County 87-51. It wasn't even close, folks. Boyd County has dominated this matchup of late. They've won five in a row, including that game on the third of this year, and that also includes a game in the 2022 region tournament when the Lions knocked out the Vikings. Randy Anderson coaches the Vikings at 26-6. Sean Thacker, of course, head coach for the Vikings at 23-10. Fleming County and Ashland will play after this, and like I said, the winners meet tomorrow for a ticket to Rupp Arena. We'll get you set for the tip-off between the Lions and the Vikings here in about 15 minutes, but we'll step aside right now for just a couple minutes, and when we come back, it's starting lineups and statistics to get us ready for this first semifinal here in Johnson Arena.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic foot dual wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau. Big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp. 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Back here in Johnson Arena, taking a look at how we got to tonight. Boyd County defeated East Carter 60-52. Round County comfortably defeated Russell 78-53. Fleming defeated Morgan 75-57. And Ashland Blazer walloped Greenup County 77-41. Again, Boyd County, Round County set to face off here in about 10 minutes or so. Fleming County, Ashland will face off in the championship here tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And fitting that these are the four teams in the semifinals, that is four of the top five. When you look at the RPI, the only team that is not included in the top five in this semifinal matchups is Morgan County, finishing at 23-7. We mentioned Morgan County losing to Fleming County. Fleming County really showing some promise of late, but Round County did beat them in the district championship. And at the end of the day, as they like to say, that's why you play the game. The girls settled up a couple days ago, Russell defeating Boyd County 50-38. So Russell will head to Rupp Arena. And Russell, they will be playing on Wednesday. They're the second game of the morning session, facing off against McCracken County. Again, that part of the Mangy Beef Jerky girls basketball Sweet 16. And a couple teams punching tickets tonight. The 7th region, Seneca and Trinity out of Louisville, will face off at Valley. In the 13th region, Corbin and Harlan County at the Corbin Arena. At Powell County, it's Breathitt County, Perry County Central. That for the 14th and the 15th region will be decided tonight. Martin County versus Magoffin County. All the girls' matchups have been set, so that Sweet 16 bracket for them, which gets underway on Wednesday, like I mentioned, will be locked in. And I'm sure there are a lot of teams vying for a chance at a Sweet 16 title in Rupp Arena. But here tonight, though, we've got four teams that just want to play one more game and hopefully two more games, because two wins for either of these teams and their ticket to the Sweet 16 is punched. Round County, Boyd County, we mentioned, played earlier this year, February 3rd. Boyd County winning easily as both teams make their way to their respective locker rooms. We will step aside and come back and get ready for this one, as we'll give you the starting lineups here on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boyd County has made their way out onto the court there, the bench to our right, and they are warming up. Actually, scratch that, the bench to our left, and they are warming up on the half-court side to our right. White uniforms, red lettering and numerals with gray trim, a red pipe down the side of those all-white jerseys, and they're going to send out the starting five they've sent all year long. 48 points, nearly 49 the average. In the first three, we'll mention number one, Cole Hicks, the 6'1 junior. Jacob Spurlock, who'll sport number two, we're at 6'3 sophomore. Hicks averages 15, Spurlock averages 23-8, and Jason Ellis, averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds, will be a 6'4 senior starting as well. And the reason I'm saying the numbers, Ellis will wear three. Well, guess what the next one is? Number four, Griffin Taylor, a 5'11 junior. And then the final starter, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds, a 6'3 junior. Well, it's not number five, but that's what you were thinking. It's number 23, Brett Hobrook, as Boyd County comes into this one with a record of 26-6. And Boyd County, in their championship of the 64th, went into overtime and won 56-55. Brown County, wearing green uniforms, white lettering and numerals, gold trim, gold piping down the side. They come in with a record of 23-10. They defeated Fleming County 56-54 in the 61st. They're going to send out their usual starting five. Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, 11 points and 6 rebounds, alongside Jason Maxey, a 5'8 junior, and 6 points a game. Weston Maxey, 6'2 senior, 7 points the average. He'll start as well, along with Braden Myris, 15 points, a 6'1 senior, and Colby Wilburn, averaging 17 points on the year, a 6'2 senior as well. We mentioned about these two teams playing earlier this year, but that over a month ago, and as people realize, that teams changed throughout the year, and that's why when district play starts, the records refresh, and two losses, and your season's over in most cases. You can afford to lose the district championship, of course, but after that, your next loss will be your final game of the year. And it's Boyd County, Round County. When we come back, we'll tip it off. Finals, the spot on the line tomorrow night. Two teams are going to take a spot. It'll be Round versus Boyd, Fleming versus Ashland, and it'll be the Lions and the Vikings tipping off when we come back.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Back here inside LSD Johnson Arena, semifinal, one of two tonight. As the Round County Vikings, like we mentioned before the break, in the green uniform sitting at the bench to our right, they will move from right to left as we look at things across from the press row and the benches. Boyd County and the bench to our left, and they will move from left to right as we look at things. White uniforms with red lettering and numerals and red piping. Our three officials, Tim O'Hara, Sean Nolman, and Brian Sandler. Great crowd here on hand. And as the Fleming County fans and Ashland fans who are the next game file in, it'll get even more better. I don't know if that's the proper vernacular, I beg your pardon, but the crowd will get larger. And we've mentioned multiple times, 26-point victory when these two met the first time. Actually, I beg your pardon, 36-point victory. Double-check my math there as public dress announcer Chuck Riss finishes the starting lineups. Hicks, Spurlock, Ellis, Taylor, and Holbrook for Boyd County, coached by Randy Anderson, 26-6 on the season. Ashland has dominated this regional tournament of late, but there are three teams who would like to say otherwise, and like we mentioned earlier, this Boyd County team has already beaten Ashland once this year. Watson, Maxey, Ingles, Myers, and Wilburn. Jumping will be Ellis against Maxey. Round County moving from right to left, and we're underway. Semifinal number one, a spot in tomorrow night's finals on the line. The winner will play either Ashland or Fleming County. Top of the key, Holbrook with it. Bounces it left wing to Taylor. Taylor brings it to the free throw line. Leans up in to Watson's chest. Passes it back left wing. Good defense from Watson. Man to man from Round County. Top of the key, Spurlock. He'll penetrate high off the glass and good for the 6'3 sophomore. First field goal in this one, 25 seconds in. And really contrasting colors, like we mentioned, that bright Kelly green and just plain old white and red. With it is Maxey, looking at the man-to-man defense, hits Wilburn, right wing, penetrates, stops, pops from 10, no good, awkward rebound down to Holbrook. Spurlock gets it at the midcourt line, takes it to the middle of the court, lobs it off to Holbrook on the penetration, shot doesn't count, wouldn't have counted anyways as Wilburn steps in and takes the charge as Holbrook will pick up his first, team's first, and the first foul either way. 52 seconds in. Jared Stacy with you here on WIBY. Randy Stacy a little under the weather today, so I'll take the reins and bring you the action tonight. What hopefully I'm sure most of you are hoping is a Round County victory, but Maxey on the left wing bounces it too wide for Watson on the left low block, and it goes out of bounds to Boyd County. It goes. And that's a turnover for Round County. One turnover each way now. Past the first minute in this one. FamilyLeisure.com court, LST Johnson Arena, inside the Academic Athletic Center. Left wing, three on the way, and good by Spurlock. Jacob Spurlock, just seconds into the possession, on the feed out top from Hicks, Kansas. Almost 90 seconds in, 5-0 Boyd County. Myers, Braden Myers to the elbow, inside the paint, off the glass, and good. Good shot there over top of Spurlock. Long pass up, right wing Hobrook. He'll feed it into the paint to Ellis, who just beats everyone down the court, and Ellis lays it in. Ray Myers with the only 2 points and the lead back to 5 for Boyd County as Round County back with it in the front court. Holding is Myers right in front of the possession area where you would check in across the court. Obviously no shot clock here. Well, there is one technically in Johnson Arena, but not going to be used today. That's a discussion for another day. As Maxie left side, left wing Wilburn. Wilburn feeds it over top to Watson, but it's intercepted by Ellis, but he steps on the baseline. Good break there for Round County as Maxie really, make that brother Wilburn, really forcing that pass into Watson. Huge size disadvantage there as Watson sitting at 6'1", and he's surrounded by 6'3 and 6'4 down low. Bounce pass into Braden Myers. He'll put one dribble down, go up with the left hand and off the glass, and good. Braden Myers has used the glass both times. Taylor already across the midcourt logo. Semifinal number one. Taylor works it right to Hicks. In between the circles to Holbrook. Passes out of bounds. Throws it wide on the left wing to Taylor. And that's two bad passes. One by each team here in the last minute or so. As we are 2.5 in first quarter. 7-4 Boyd County leading. Boyd County yet to miss. 3-3. Round County 3-4. Round County feeling things out, though, taking their time. Braden Myers, right wing. Crossover, brings the top of the key. Takes the handoff to Watson. Backdoor feed, Wilburn. Goes up with the reverse lay-in. Shot too hard as he had to get past Ellis. And Boyd County rebound. Spurlock, middle of the court to Hicks. Up the court to Spurlock. Make that rather Ellis. And Ellis lays it in. Ellis, great job on the defensive end. Great job hustling. He's got 4. Maxie, thought about the 3 in transition left side. Passes up on it. Lead back to 5. It's the largest it's been. Ingles takes a screen from Wilburn. Ingles to the right elbow in the corner to Maxie. Maxie goes baseline right. Spins middle of the court. Bounce pass to Wilburn, top of the key. Loses it momentarily. Gets it back to Maxie. Over to Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates. Leans up against Holbrook. Shot over top of Holbrook. No good. Rebound will come down to Spurlock. He'll keep it himself. Spurlock, right wing to Taylor. Taylor penetrates. Kicks left wing Ellis. Jason Ellis, the 6'4 senior, cans the 3. And Jason Ellis, whatever he had in the pregame meal, he better eat it tomorrow if Boyd County wins this one. He's got 7, and it's 12-4. Boyd County leading around early. Almost to the midway point. Braden Myers on the circle. Has a screen each way, goes right and takes it from Wilburn. Myers still with it. One-on-one with Spurlock. He'll penetrate. Up with the shot over top of Spurlock. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Boyd County. Spurlock to Holbrook, right wing. They try to get it to Taylor, and once again, same play, that pass too wide, this time on the right side. And that's 2 turnovers, Boyd County trying to get it to Taylor. Round County needs a bucket. Past the midway point, and it's 12-4 here in the first quarter. 2 longtime coaches battling it out with Braden Myers right in front of the Boyd County coach. Randy Anderson, Myers brings it middle of the court. Near corner, 3 from Ingles on the way. Good. Much needed by Jason Ingles, the 5'8 junior. And that trims the lead back down to 5 again. We've been here multiple times. I believe this is our 3rd, maybe 4th time we've been at a 5-point spread. As these teams go back and forth after Boyd County struck a couple times early. Backdoor feed, wide open lay-in from Ellis to Taylor. And Taylor gets in the scoring column, give Ellis the assist. Myers slows it down, approaching 3:05 left first quarter. Brings it left of the midcourt circle, now brings it back middle of the court. Surveying things, bounces it left wing Wilburn. Wilburn brings it to the middle of the court, hands it off to Watson. Watson, crossover dribble between the legs, takes it to the right low block, scoop up and in. That was a little shake and bake, a little bit of everything behind the back, between the legs, a scoop and score. Kind of reminds you of Drew Thelwell out there for Morehead State. 5 the lead. Right side with it is Hicks. Hicks goes opposite of the screen, penetrating on Ingles. Hicks gets cut off by Ingles' baseline. Top of the key, Taylor. He'll penetrate on Watson. Shot no, but Watson will pick up the foul, and Taylor will go to the line and shoot a couple free throws. When we come back, Boyd County leading 14-9. Ellis with 5. Smith with 4. Hot start for Boyd County is Round County. Battling back here in the first on WIVY.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Brown County, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. Have yet to have a turnover, but they still trail. At the free throw line is Taylor. Boyd County leading by 5. As the first free throw for the 69% free throw shooter is up and good, he will shoot one more. But back to my point about the shooting again. Boyd County, and they're messing with the live stats, 6 of 6 from the field overall. Just unreal shooting. 2 of 2 from behind the arc, and they're a perfect 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Ingles top of the key. Now he gives it off to Myers in between the circles, well behind the arc, 2:10 left, Boyd County leading by 7. Left of the circle, Watson, shot fake from 3, takes it to the elbow, loses it, ball's on the deck, 2 Boyd County players diving for it, ends up in the hands of Hicks. That's a great hustle play. Hicks off to Martin, who's checked in the timeout. Top of the key, Spurlock, penetrating on Myers, step back, 3 is good. Spurlock over top of Gavin Myers. Could have been easily a push-off, giving the separation. Now 7 of 7 for Boyd County, 3 of 3 from behind the arc, and still the perfect 2 of 2. Myers takes it to the right side, 10 the lead now. Gavin Myers to Braden Myers. Need to make sure I'm specific there. Braden top of the key, man-to-man still both ways. Braden crossover, spins, middle of the court, double team, kicks it straight away to Ingles. Minute 15 left. Ingles bounces to Wilburn, right wing Watson, shot fake, left of the circle, Ingles, he'll fire the 3, and he'll knock it down. Ingles with 2 threes, he's got 6, and those are his only 2 shots here tonight. Penetration from Hicks, step back, 3, top of the key, no good, first miss, coming with under a minute in the first quarter. They were 7 of 7, Boyd County. Ingles, left wing, into the corner now, now back to Watson, who's trailed on the wing. 45 seconds. Watson penetrates on Ellis. Shot up. No. Foul's going to be called on the floor. It'll be Ellis picking up the foul. That'll be his first, team second. Watson has a foul himself. So Holbrook and Ellis with 1 apiece. Watson with 1. Those are your only 3 fouls. 40 seconds. The inbounds in the corner to Watson. Watson backing down on Hicks. Skips it across to, that is Myers, Gavin Myers, who knocks down the 3. Great find from Watson. Good finish from Myers, and that is now 4 of their last 4 field goals. A 6-0 run over the last 40 seconds off those 2 quick threes. Right wing. Hicks with it for Boyd County. Lead down to 4. 15 seconds. Hicks middle of the circle. 4 Boyd County. Hicks will bring it to the right wing, takes it baseline, shovels it over top of 2 Brown County defenders to Ellis on the elbow. Ellis, backdoor feed to Hicks, blocked away by Gavin Myers, and it's going to hit the inline with 4.2 seconds last off of Brown County. And so Boyd County will have it with 4.2 left. Trigger will be hit. Baseline to her right under his own bucket. Looking. Bounces it in, and it's going to be stolen by Watson again, but this time he had his foot on the baseline, so the ball didn't hit the baseline. Watson had possession of it while on the baseline. 2.7 left for the Lee Boyd County first quarter. Taylor will go and trigger. Taylor slaps his hand between the balls, throws it in between the circles. Up the three from Spurlock. No good. Tipped away by Watson. Good idea there by Taylor on the inbound. And it'll be a four-point lead for Boyd County. After one quarter, 19-15, Lion leads the Vikings here on WIVY.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One quarter in the books, 19-15 our score. Boyd County leading Round County. Round County basketball. 8 points for Spurlock for Boyd County, 5 for Ellis, 6 for Ingalls for Round County. Round County with it moving from right to left. Watson, Wilburn, Braden Myers, Gavin Myers, and Maxie the 5. Watson takes it to the elbow. Kicks it right corner, Wilburn, and it's a one-point game, folks. Wilburn knocks in his first bucket. Quickly, Boyd County up the court. They hit Smith in the corner. He'll take it into the painted area. Shot no good. Rebound into the lap of Maxie. He'll hand it back now to Braden Myers, who will cross the timeline, trailing by one. Myers takes it. Baseline right, all the way under the bucket. In the corner to Maxie. On the wing to Wilburn. Thought about the three. Passed it up. Maxie will come and get the underhand shovel pass and take it to the midcourt logo. And then Braden Myers will loop and follow around him. Myers, one dribble to the deck. Takes it all the way to the right wing. Baseline right, about 15 feet from the basket. To Wilburn, top of the key. He'll take it to the baseline. We're going to have a foul on the floor. And that is going to be tacked on Alex Martin. That is his first, team's first of the quarter. Holbrook in. To the bench will go Martin for Boyd County. Gavin Myers inbounding under his own bucket, looking, throws it all the way in the backcourt to Braden Myers. Good safe outlet there and good heads-up play for Braden to realize that was probably going to be the best scenario. Into the front court, 1 minute in second quarter, won the lead for Boyd County. Braden penetrates baseline left, picks up his dribble 10 feet out. Wilburn on the wing grabs it. Wilburn spins left, up with the left hand, scoop and score. Round County leads. Kobe Wilburn with all five of his points in the first 90 seconds of this second quarter. Across the circle is Taylor. Round County on a tear. Right wing, Smith. Picked up by Braden Myers. Still man-to-man both ways. They work to Ellis. Right post. He'll skip it. Pass tipped by Watson. Stolen. He has it at midcourt. It's a foot race versus Taylor. Watson gets past Taylor and lays it up and in. Deshaun Watson with four. And just like that, Round County leads by three. 7-0 run to start this quarter, and they were on at least a 6-0 run going out of the first. Jumper up, off. No good by Boyd County's Holbrook. Rebound will come down to Ellis, who will put it back up and in. He's an athlete, folks. Averages 23-8. Already got 9 in this one, and the lead trimmed to 1 for Round County. Myers, looking, takes it to the right side, hands off to Gavin Myers, sets his brother Braden to Gavin, off to Hope Wilburn, right wing, three, hits the rim, hits the backboard, and then back through the cylinder, 8-4 for Wilburn, the lead at 4, the largest of the game for Round County. Winkleman set to check in for Round County on the next whistle. Taylor in between the circles. Flips it in the corner for a contested three. No good by Spurlock. Rebound comes down to Deshaun Watson, and Coach Thacker saying, push it, push it. And across the logo goes Watson. Feed down low to Maxie, and that was just pushed too quickly as it's intercepted by Ellis. Right wing three in transition by Smith. No good. Easy rebound opposite side of the rim to Maxie, and Braden Myers will come and grab it. Ingles now set to check in as well for Round County on the next whistle. 4:45, second quarter. Braden Myers still holding just across the timeline. Being guarded by Spurlock. He'll one-arm sling it across the court in front of the press row where the media sits, not the scorer's table. Now back in front of the scorer's table to Maxie. In between the circles now it goes to Myers. That is Braden Myers. Gavin still in the ball game. Gavin with 1-3. Braden himself with a two-point field goal. He loses his footing, keeps his dribble though, slings it in the corner to Gavin. Shot fake, stops, little floater from 10, no good, but he'll go to the line and shoot a couple free throws. Myers, 2 of 2 on the year from the free throw line. First one on the way and good. Gavin, a 6'2 junior, really has stepped up in some big moments. And tonight already 4 here in the first half, and the lead out to 5. This will make it 6. And keep in mind, Boyd County led by 10 with 2 minutes left to go in our first quarter. And that second free throw is good. 30-second timeout, 27-21. Round County leads as Boyd County's Coach Randy Anderson wants to talk it over. There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies, they are barriers keeping you from getting work done. Barris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg, or online at montgomerytractorsales.com. Barris, work hard, feel good. If you're a Round County fan, you've got to be feeling good as well. And sorry for the easy segue, but you go from under the two-minute mark, trailing by 10, to not even midway through the second quarter, and that was under the two-minute mark in the first quarter. We're not even midway, and they've flipped this around to a six-point lead. Out of the timeout, Boyd County's Taylor walks it up. Taylor, crossover dribble on Braden Myers, takes it all the way left, low block, cut off. Hands it to Holbrook, or gets it passed rather to Holbrook, left wing. Give and go back to Taylor, who penetrates baseline and gets the lay-in. He's got 6. Myers slows it down as he crosses the midcourt stripe. Now bringing it to the near sideline. Again, Round County in the green uniforms. Boyd County all white. Even though both teams are district winners, just the way the bracket fell, Boyd County technically the home team. Obviously, unlike baseball and softball, doesn't mean as much, but jersey pick does come into play as Myers has his shot blocked in the paint, saves it into the corner to Ingles, and Ingles knocks it down. What a play, as Myers was just kind of hanging out there, top of the key for a bit, on the penetration, lost it, able to get it to Ingles and get the three, but on the other end, Jason Ellis says, well, I'll try to get 3 on my own, as he lays it up and in over top of Ingles. As once again, Ellis doing a great job running the court, and he'll shoot 1 free throw for a chance at a 3-point play and to trim the Viking lead to 4 with 3:13 left in the third. Make it second, rather. Excuse me. Fleming County, Ashland after this one. And Jess Winkleman has stepped into the paint, so even if Ellis misses this, he'll get another look, as Winkleman committed the violation of being in the paint too early, and it was no doubt, and the free throw missed, so Ellis will get to shoot another one. And the last thing you want to do is give Boyd County any extra points or opportunities. Second one no good. Offensive rebound, though, Spurlock, and it's tied up. Winkleman makes up for it and causes the tie-up. What a play there by Winkleman. Still Boyd County basketball as the arrow points their way with 3:11 left. Inbound Ellis, top of the key, Taylor. Taylor brings it back on the left corner in front of the Round County bench to Spurlock. He'll penetrate into the paint. Runner over top of Wilburn is good. Furlock now with 11. At three-quarter court with it, Braden Myers gets it to Wilburn. Wilburn middle to court, Winkleman, and timeout going to be taken by Round County. That is a 30-second timeout, and that'll bring us to immediate timeout here on the floor. Round County leading by 3, 30-27. Under 3, second quarter here on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Did you know that Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can make new chipped keys and remotes for your vehicle? Save on dealer quality key start keys. Stop by Big Four and we'll do the rest. Do you need propane to keep warm this winter? We have that too, along with pellets for your wood stove, heat tapes, and more. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can keep you warm this winter. On Flemingsburg Road at I-64, Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
And coming out of the timeout, Braden Myers dribbling well out top right in front of the scorer's table. And they call a five-second call, so it's a turnover against Round County, and it'll be Boyd County basketball. And we've got another media timeout, so we'll just go ahead and keep it right here this time. Do keep in mind that the Moorhead State Eagles, the 2024 OVC Tournament Champions, as they defeated Little Rock on Saturday night in an absolute amazing scene to be down there in Evansville. And there will be an NCAA Selection Show watch party Sunday, March 17th. That is at 5 p.m. at the Prefontaine Pub. Snack store, prizes, autographs, show out, and support your Eagles. And as always, no matter where the Eagles go, you can catch them on the Eagle Sports Network right here on 96.3 WIVY. Tanner Hesterberg, former broadcaster himself, had shared the recording of Tom Lewis and Chuck Meraz, longtime MSU play-by-play guy, and a great play-by-play call, and hopefully they can rattle off some wins in the NCAA tournament, as we remember what happened when Moorhead played Louisville. And what seems not too long ago, but is actually about 13 years ago. Boyd County basketball out of the timeout. 2.5 left, second quarter. Round County leading by 3. 16th region semifinal. Right wing Spurlock is going to be found in the painted area, right on top of the OVC logo on the paint to our right. That should be on Winkleman. It will be. That'll be his first, team's second. Inbound pass will come to Ellis on the wing. He'll penetrate, little finger roll over top of Watson's there. Ellis now with 11. Spurlock with 10. Both players in double figures, lead at just one. Braden Myers brings it middle of the court. Boyd County's made their last four field goal attempts and on a 6-0 run. Winkleman down low. Cut off. Gets it to a cutting Wilburn who spins in the paint. He passes it out top, almost a backcourt violation to Ingles. Minute 45, and Ingles is going to lose it out of play. A turnover for Round County. That's their fifth. Four for Boyd County. Gavin Myers will check back in. Winkleman will head to the bench. Hicks will bounce it in to Taylor, still man-to-man both ways. Good crowd here on hand as the Ashland and Fleming County fans starting to file in. Ellis falls to the deck, tips it to Round County's Braden Myers, has Watson, two-on-one, bounce pass, Watson, swatted away by Ellis, but Watson, mid-air, catches it and gets the shot back up. Great play by Ellis, but an even better put back by Watson. Already right wing with it, Spurlock, to Taylor mid-court, or middle to court, rather. He'll take an elbow floater and knock it down. Trying to keep up, folks. Back and forth. Round County lead trimmed to one again. Boyd County started off this game hitting their first seven field goals. Now have made their last four. That's sandwiched in between five straight misses. Ingles right wing with it. Already seeing 1 5-second on ball called. As Myers will penetrate to the right wing. Now bring it middle of the court. Flip it off to Gavin Myers. Gavin thought about the backdoor feed to Wilburn. Under a minute left, second quarter. First half, Brown County leading by one. And Boyd County beat this team 87-51 earlier this year, but we mentioned in the pregame, both teams, completely different teams. And a timeout going to be taken by Braden Myers. That is going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Myers. Brown County, 12 of 17 overall from the field. Boyd County, 13 of 20. 6 of 6 from three-point land for Brown County. 3 of 7 for the Lions. 5 turnovers each way. 7 points off turnovers each way. A really even game so far when taking a gander at the statistics. .39 left after the timeout by Round County. They've taken 2 this first half. Boyd County's only taken 1. Watson will inbound just in the front court for Round County. He will toss it in the backcourt to Gavin Myers. Ellison Taylor, Spurlock, Hicks, and Hobrook, the starters for Boyd County. Wilburn, Ingles, Braden Myers, Gavin Myers, and Watson, the 5 in for Round County. 28 seconds. Braden Myers on the midcourt logo. Braden penetrates just inside the 3-point line and backs it out. 18 seconds. Round County leading by 1. The bounce to Gavin Myers. Left elbow. Hand off to Watson. Mismatch here. Watson with the speed advantage, not the height advantage. They switch back now. Guarded by Spurlock. Watson with 7. Takes it to the right. Low block. Shot swatted away by Hobrook. Rebound on the run for Boyd County's Hicks. 1 second. He'll throw it up. Left wing 3. Air ball. And Round County with 2 quarters in the books. Heads to the halftime break. Leading by the narrowest of margins. Boyd County made their last 5 straight field goal attempts, but Round County leads 32-31 here at the half. A spot in the 16th region finals on the line here in Moorhead.
Did you know that 1 Kentuckian in 6 struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair, service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Brown County leading Boyd County at the half in Johnson Arena. Boys 16th region semifinal number one just past the top of the hour. Let's step aside for station identification here on WIVY.
You're listening to WIVY Moorhead, the voice of Rowan County High School Athletics on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
A little bit of everything in half number one. Boyd County led by as many as 10 points with just under 2 minutes in the first quarter. Just past the midway point in the second quarter, Round County had flipped that, led by as many as 7 here at the half, though a tight one, 32-31. We mentioned that Boyd County and Round County facing off here in this first one. Fleming County, Ashland will face off in semifinal number two. Pretty balanced overall team statistics. Round County from the field, 12 of 18 overall, but a blistering 6 of 6 from three-point line, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. For Boyd County, 13 of 20 from the field, 65%, whereas Round County, 67%. Boyd County, not bad at all, 3 of 7 from the three-point line at 43%, and they missed 1 of 3 free throw attempts. Here's where things get really balanced, and it's kind of scary when you see how close these two teams are. Turnovers, 5 apiece. Points off turnovers, 7 apiece. 8 rebounds for Boyd County, 6 for Round County. Second chance points were only separated by 1 bucket. And when you look at the assist, the one, you know, category or column that jumps off at you, 8 assists for Round County on 12 made buckets, whereas Boyd County with just 4 assists on 13 made buckets. Two players in double figures in the first half. Jacob Spurlock with 10 points, added 4 rebounds as well. Jason Ellis leads all scorers with 11 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. 8 points for Griffin Taylor. And 2 points for Smith. Holbrook, Martin, and Hicks played but did not score. For Round County, Jason Ingles with 9, and that's off 3 three-point attempts, his only attempts of the game. 8 points for Colby Wilburn. He's 2 of 2 from behind the arc, and he's got 8 points. Gavin Myers with 1 three-pointer and 1 two-point bucket. Give him 5. 6 for Deshaun Watson, all 3 up close and near the rim. Maxie and Winkleman played but did not score. At the half, Round County leads 32-31, a back-and-forth half number one. And when we come back, we'll get the second half rolling and a ticket to the 16th Region Boys Finals tomorrow here in Johns Arena will be punched. Back in a moment.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Johnson Arena. Jared Stacy with you for WIBY. 16 minutes in the books. 32-31 our score. Brown County leading, and if you're just tuning in, Boyd County in the first quarter led by as many as 10. In the second, Brown County led by as many as 7. So we've been back and forth. Boyd County's gone on a 7-for-7 streak from the field and a 5-for-5 streak from the field. Brown County's gone on at least 2 4-for-4 streaks themselves in Round County from behind the arc, sitting at 6-of-6 from the behind the arc. Round County green uniforms, gold lettering, white numbers with gold trim and gold piping down the sides and around the bottom of the shorts. Stark contrast in that Kelly green for Round County to the white for Boyd County, red lettering and numerals with gray trim, red piping down the side with Boyd County and white letters down the side of those white red piping on the shorts. Boyd County will send out Hicks, Spurlock, Ellis, Taylor, and Holbrook. Round County sends out Maxey, Braden Myers, Watson, Wilburn, and Ingles. As it'll be inbounded for Round County by Maxey to Watson. Now off to Braden Myers. Round County moving from our left to right as we look at things opposite of the benches. Up close defense by Spurlock. Watson almost loses it. Quickly gets it to Braden Myers, right wing. Goes in the corner to Ingles. Keep in mind, Ingles himself, 3-of-3 from behind the arc, yet to miss. Gets it now back to Braden Myers, well behind the arc. Braden Myers will penetrate to the right wing, all the way, left low block. Skips it, left wing, 3 from Ingles, in and out, no good. Rebound, Maxey. Maxey has it. It looked like it got kicked away by Hicks. They're going to say no kick ball, and Hicks is going to take it to the other end. I thought that was a kick ball to me, but obviously, the official's not thinking so. I mean, it clearly went off the leg of one of the Boyd County players, and it was in a kicking motion to me, but Boyd County takes the lead, 33-32. It doesn't last long as Braden Myers keeps it himself the other way, going the other way. Boyd County wasting no time on the other end. Spurlock, his Holbrook brother, history is off. He shot that, obviously, very early in the possession. Round County leading by one. Braden Myers takes it to the free throw line. Another jumper for Braden Myers. He's got 8-4 here in this second quarter, or to make it second half. And that basket by Hicks after what I thought could have been a kick ball was his first of the game. Wanted to make note of that. 3 the lead for Brown County, 36-33, 90 seconds in third quarter. Left baseline, Taylor. Taylor will get it right in the circle to Spurlock. Spurlock spins middle of the court. Shovel pass off to a cutting Taylor who lays it up and in. And it's going to be slapped out of bounds on the inbounds by Taylor. No one really affected. Brown County will move up to about three-quarter court on the sideline and inbound with the lead at one. For as much as we see walks called, there was a lot of craziness there as Taylor was getting that feed across the paint. And I don't know if you heard the Round County fans behind me. There was a lot thinking there should have been steps called. It all happened so quick. But the fans sure had their opinion made. Braden Myers in between the circles. Takes it inside the arc. Hands it off left wing Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates on hits. Wilburn at the left low block. Passes to Ingles. Left corner three on the way. Good! Jason Ingles with another three. He's 4 of 5 now. Give him 12. And the lead at 5, too shy of the largest of the game. Under 5.5, blocking foul going to be called on Braden Myers. For Braden, that will be his first. And no one in this game has more than one foul. So foul trouble, as of right now, not even an impact whatsoever. But you never know. Inbound to Ellis for Boyd County on the right. He'll get it top of the key, hits, penetrates, gets two defenders up in the air and uses the bank high off the glass and good. Nothing in the first half, but already 4 in the second. Maxie with it right corner, back further onto the wing, closer out top to Myers. Braden Myers penetrates to the free throw line. Braden bounces to Wilburn, top of the key, shot fake, gets by one defender, spins on Spurlock. Doesn't like what he sees, but still goes up with it. Shot no good, Watson rebound, back out to Wilburn, top of the key. Three-pointer misses everything, and that will go to Boyd County. And two players, Ingles and also Hicks, tumbling to the deck, but it will be Boyd County basketball with Round County maintaining a two-point lead. Jared Stacy with you on Monday back at the studio with a very large contingent of fans here in LSD Johnson Arena. Boyd County moving from our right to left, top of the key, Taylor. Goes right to Ellis. To the lead for Round County. Ellis gets it left of the circle, Spurlock. Three for the lead, no. Braden Myers with the rebound. Braden takes it, gets it to Watson. Penetrating Ingles, shot blocked, but he was hit on the hand by Holbrook. Holbrook will pick up the foul. That'll be his second, and Ingles will go shoot two free throws. Braden Myers, 8 points, a couple rebounds, and a couple assists as Ingles right now, though. 12 points, 4-5, leads Round County in scoring. Ellis with 13 leads all scorers. Ingles, free throws, good. He will shoot one more from the free throw line. Ingles, 75% free throw shooter. Round County, very good as a team. Had been up in the top 10 at some point, at multiple points throughout the year. As Ingles cans in the second. Boyd County walking it up, slowing it down. For the Lions is Taylor. Taylor will cross the timeline with 4:36 left in this third quarter for the lead. Back left wing to Taylor, who gets it from Holbrook. Holbrook now back further in the corner. Holbrook will penetrate on Watson. Holbrook under the bucket. Stops, waiting. Gets it left wing Spurlock. He'll fire the three. No good. Long rebound to Ellis. Ellis in the corner. Taylor wide open three. Good. Griffin Taylor had to take that one. He's got 13. He was all by him lonesome on just an unlucky ricochet for Round County. Across the timeline, Braden Myers. He'll take it to the left side. Now brings it back middle of the court on the logo. Round County 21st in free throw shooting. Gavin Myers off to Wilburn. He'll take it to the right elbow. Flip it over to Myers. It's Braden now with it. Under 4 minutes, third quarter. Braden on the wing. Braden still. Crossover dribble. Takes it into the paint. Passes off to Gavin Myers. Doesn't like what he has on the baseline and gets it to Ingles. Now to Watson. Watson. Well behind the arc, being guarded by Holbrook. Watson with the speed advantage. Watson, left elbow jumper, good. Created a little separation on the step back, and Watson has 8, the lead back to 3. Taylor will walk it across the Beaker logo here at LSD Johnson Arena. Taylor, right wing over to Ellis. Ellis will penetrate baseline, cut off by Wilburn. Right wing, Holbrook, 3 on the way, rattles home, and we're tied at 43. That's Rhett Holbrook's first field goal, and really couldn't come at a better time. 43-43, under 3 minutes left. A dandy to kick the night off here in 16th Region Boys semifinals action. Left of the circle, Wilburn off to Ingles. Now to Myers on the midcourt logo. Braden Myers goes opposite of the screen from Wilburn. Cuts back right. In front of Spurlock. Layup, no. As Spurlock will pick up the foul, and it'll be a couple free throws for Braden Myers when we come back. 43-43. 2:39, third quarter, Bowie County, Round County, knotted up here on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Boyd County this half, 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 5 from three-point land. Round County, 4 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from behind the arc. Only free throws attempted by Round County. Both were made by Jason Ingles, but right now Braden Myers will go try to fire up to himself, and if he makes them both, it'll put him in double figures. The 6'1 senior averages 15 on the year. First one up and good. Substitution for Boyd County. Coming in will be Martin. Spurlock will go to the bench. And Slade White for Round County. We're still waiting. The officials trying to figure out if Slade White can come in. And he will. Wilburn will go to the bench. And the Boyd County player is not coming in to sub. But White came to the scores table and checked in way after Martin did for Boyd County. So I'm really curious as to why they would leave. Let the Round County players sub in, but not Boyd County's 15. And keep in mind, Round County's shooting free throws. One more left to shoot. And that is very perplexing to me. I have no clue why. And the officials are going to get together again. Now, there could be some rule about... They're not going to let them in. Wow. Okay. So Martin won't check in. Myers will shoot one more free throw. This will give him 10 points and push the lead to 2. And they didn't do the buzzer to let Martin come in. So must be some rule I'm not aware of. Taylor in between the circles with it goes left wing to Holbrook. Round County leading by 2. Under 3 minutes, third quarter. On the penetration, shot up no good's Taylor, but he was fouled. Gavin Myers will be the one to pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Taylor will shoot 2 at the line. He's a perfect 2 of 2 tonight. He's got 13 with that one off. He'll shoot another. Now the substitution comes in. Martin. That was a very interesting scenario. I'd love to poke the brain of some of my officials' friends as to why that sub might not be allowed in that situation. But at the end of the day, Taylor will split a pair of free throws and her lead back down to 1. Braden Myers will bring it up the court and cross the timeline. Myers, right of the circle, to the right elbow, spins middle of the court. Doesn't like what he sees, gets it out to Watson behind the arc, approaching 2 minutes left, third quarter. Myers backing everyone off. Under 2 minutes, won the lead for Round County. Myers right wing with it. takes it to the left elbow. A little scoop laying up. No, but he's walloped on the shot. That's going to be on Martin. That's his second. Braden Myers to the line to shoot two, where he's 2 of 2 today. When you look at it from a season perspective, 78% free throw shooter. Best on the team of anyone with more than 15 attempts. Myers line right. Couple dribbles, up and good. He'll shoot one more. Really, really good crowd here on hand, folks. I must say. Hard to beat the 16th region environment when the crowd's filled and you've got four good teams battling for only one spot. Both free throws good by Myers. Lead at 3, 47-44. Jared Stacy with you here for WIBY. Fleming Ashland will play the winner of this one. They play after this one here tonight in Johnson Arena. In the corner, Hicks, three on the way. Klang short, rebound, Ellis, and he's fouled on the putback by Ingles. That'll be Ingles' first. Team's third of the quarter, and Ellis will go to the line and shoot two free throws, where he is 0 of 2, but technically only one of them counted, as the first one he missed, Winkleman, committed a violation by getting in the lane too early on the season. Ellis, 45 of 90, a perfect 50%, and that ticks just above 50%. Well, scratch that. We'll actually even it back up, given he missed one earlier. Lead of 2, 95 seconds left. Third quarter. Three team fouls each way. Keep in mind that they do reset after the quarter now. Ellis rattles home both free throws, and a timeout taken by Randy Anderson. That is a 30-second timeout. And we will keep it right here. Boyd County defeated East Carter to find their way here tonight. Round County defeated Russell. Fleming County defeated Morgan County, and Ashland defeated Greenup County. The only game closer than, or the only game that was single digits and not double digit victories for the respective team was Boyd County, victorious over East Carter and by 8. The others, 25 points, 18 points, and Ashland put it to Greenup County, 77-41. Again, a few championships handed out tonight. Seneca versus Trinity in the 7th region. Corbin versus Harlan County in the 13th. In the 14th, Breathitt County versus Perry County Central. And in the 15th, Martin County versus McGoffin County. Wouldn't that be something for the Hornets to make their way to Rupp Arena? Inbound basketball to Braden Myers, passing 90 seconds left as he just crosses the timeline. Possession arrow favors Boyd County. Myers spins away from a defender. That's Hicks. And is going to be fouled at the elbow. That's going to be Hicks picking up his first. Next foul will be two shots, free throws for Round County if Boyd County commits a common foul. With 1:21 left in the third, won the lead. Watson has his inbound pass slapped out of play by Spurlock. Quick hands there by Spurlock. Watson will inbound. Top of the key now with it is Ingles. Now back to Braden Myers, who got the inbounds pass. He's well behind the arc. Slade White will set the screen. Myers takes it. Right baseline. Keeps that pivot foot down. Looking. Turn. Shot off the glass. Good. What a turnaround jumper overhead. Braden Myers with 10 here in this second half. 14 total. Three the lead under a minute. 54 seconds. Left of the circle, Spurlock. Top of the key, he hits Hicks. Hicks penetrating. Bounces it to Ellis. Shot over top of Wilbur. No good, but Ellis will go to the line and shoot two free throws. He's got 13 on the night as Wilburn will pick up his second. Both teams now with four fouls here in the third quarter. Brown County has made 5 of their last 7 field goals as Ellis trying to trim down the lead. Knocks down that one. Missed his first one. And then on the lane violation, missed his second one. And now has made 3 in a row, coming in as a 50% shooter from the charity stripe. And he spins in the second. He's got 15. think that's 16 rather, as Myers crosses the midcourt stripe. Goes left to Wilburn. Pass is tipped out of the hands of Ingles. With it is Taylor at the free throw line. Shot up, no good, but a foul. Ingles picks up the block. The shot, like I mentioned, though, no good. And that's a bad pass that Round County cannot afford right now. So some free throws for Griffin Taylor. So Taylor. First one up and good. One more upcoming. It's good. Boyd County leads. Fourth lead change of the day. 17 seconds. Braden Myers with it. 50-49. 13 seconds. Braden Myers breaks the 5-second count. Goes opposite of the screen from Maxie. We'll take the one from Wilburn, though. With it, still Myers to the right elbow. Baseline right, takes it. Tough jumper up at the buzzers. Rims out. And we head to the final quarter. Boyd County 50, Round County 49. A one-point game and a spot in the 16th region finals. On the line when we come back.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Boyd County team beat Round County earlier this year, February 3rd, 87-51, but you sure would not be able to tell by watching these two match up today. Four lead changes, a couple ties. Round County floated around that 1-5 point lead throughout most of the third quarter, and Boyd County took the lead with just probably a half minute or so left to go, and they lead 50-49. Their basketball moving from our right to left. Holbrook with it straight away. Man-to-man's what we've seen just about both ways tonight. And now Round County looks like they may be going into a little bit of a 2-3 zone now. As soon as I say that, on top of that, Gavin Myers and also Watson. Really spacing it out here. In between the circles, Taylor. Left side to Hicks. Top of the key, Holbrook. Won the lead, 30 seconds in, fourth quarter. Winner plays the winner of Ashland and Fleming County. That championship game tomorrow with the spotted Rupp Arena on the line. Over to the right side with the Taylor in front of the Boyd County bench. Top of the key, Spurlock. Back right side, Taylor. Top of the key, Holbrook. Back to Taylor right wing. Taylor will penetrate. No look pass is going to be off the foot of one of the Vikings, and it will stay with Boyd County, 53 seconds in fourth quarter. It's really filling up here in Johnson Arena. Inbound pass, left wing Hicks. Shot fake. Gets one defender in the air, steps to his left, and knocks down the three. Cole Hicks now with 7 all in the second half, and the lead at 4. It was as many as 10 for Boyd County in the first half. Round County's led by as many as 7. Boyd County hasn't had a lead like this since the first half. Hand off to Gavin Myers, and we're going to have a foul as Gavin was getting the handoff from Braden. It's going to be on Griffin Taylor. That is his first in the lead at 4 still with Round County inbounding at the hash mark in the front court. Inbound pass, Watson is going to be able to keep possession. Dangerous pass, though. Watson takes it to the elbow. In the corner, Maxie. He'll fire up the 3. Off, no good. Rebound will come down to Holbrook. Quick to Spurlock. Spurlock, left side Hicks. He'll line up the 3 left wing. No good. Rebound Maxie. Gets it off to Braden Myers. For the lead still, 6:32 left. Myers to the elbow. Shovels it back to Wilburn. Wilburn to the right elbow, to the right low block. Shovel pass off to Watson. Back to Wilburn in the corner. Step back three, no good. Rebound will come down to Boyd County's Spurlock. 2 minutes in fourth quarter. Just one bucket in this third or this fourth quarter. It's a three-pointer by Hicks to push the Lion lead to four. With it is Spurlock, and he's fouled as a 50-50 ball that Braden Myers was going after warranted enough contact for the official to call a foul. It's his second. Team's first, one team foul each way. The arrow does favor Round County, and three timeouts each direction. Inbound pass will go in the backcourt to Taylor. Taylor will cross the logo. Left wing to Hicks. Man-to-man from Round County as Watson picks up the foul. That's his second, team second. And I'll be frank, that is a hand check that they could have called 10 to 15 times on Boyd County this game. That was a very, very soft for what we've seen in this game so far. I'll just call it like I see it. There's been a lot of hands on Braden Myers. Way more than what that one warranted. Right wing Boyd County, Spurlock with it. Passes top of the key, Taylor. Taylor cut off by Gavin Myers on the penetration. Right wing Spurlock, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Braden Myers. Myers at the opposite free throw line across the timeline. Takes it from coast to coast. Braden Myers has it swatted away by Ellis. And Braden Myers had that one sent back by the 6'4 senior. That's multiple blocks for Ellis, at least two, if not three. Watson will inbound for Round County, baseline to our right. Watson bounces it into Gavin Myers. Left wing Wilburn, three on the way, no good. Rebound off the hands of Ingles, into the lap of Watson. Turnaround, quick play in there. Heads up play, Watson has 10. To the lead for Boyd County, approaching 5 minutes left, fourth quarter. What a game this one's been here in Johnson Arena. Right wing Ellis will penetrate on Wilburn. Shot over top of Wilburn's good. Hard to stop that as Jason Ellis now with 19 and a timeout taken by Boyd County. Full timeout will break as well for the lead for the Lions over Round County. Fourth quarter here on WIBY.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Round County basketball after the full timeout by Boyd County's Randy Anderson. That leaves two left for the Lions, three for Round County, but the Lions lead by four, 55-51. Lions have outscored Round County 24-19 here in this second half. As Braden Myers will cross the timeline and get it right side to Watson. Man-to-man from Boyd County. Watson puts it to the deck. Brings it middle of the court. Being hounded very, very closely by Spurlock. Watson will penetrate to the right wing. All the way right. Low block. Shot up and good for Deshaun Watson. He's got 12. Boyd County wasting no time. Taylor across the timeline. In the corner to Holbrook. Top of the key. Spurlock. He'll penetrate. Shot. No good. And a charge is going to be called as Holbrook ran right over top of Wilburn. I have that as his third. And Wilburn taking the contact. And that could be big. At the opposite free throw line, Round County's Braden Myrus now crossing the timeline. 4:15. Fourth quarter. Lead of two for the Lions. Braden Myrus right of the circle now. Backs it out further. Man-to-man being guarded by Hicks. Braden Myrus to the wing in the corner to Gavin Myrus. Thought about the three. Passes it up. Takes it all the way into the painted area and lays it up with the left hand. Gavin Myrus with seven. And Boyd County, Round County tied 55-55 midway through the fourth. This is what you play all season for, folks. Taylor with it in between the circles. Left side, Holbrook. Round County no doubt in the full man-to-man now. Holbrook, backdoor feed to Hicks. Loses it out of bounds. Off of Hicks, Round County basketball. .339 in the fourth. Round County with three timeouts and the possession arrow. Braden Myrus will walk it up again. 14 for Ingles, 14 for Myrus. Ellis with 19 for Boyd County, 16 for Taylor. Braden Myrus is going to be fouled. That's going to be the third foul on Boyd County, and Hicks will pick up his second. And we're waiting for Round County to come over an inbound right in front of us. 3:27, fourth quarter. Brown County's made their last three field goal attempts. Quick inbound on the wing to Wilburn. Wilburn looking, crossover dribble, goes baseline, and they're going to call a charge going the other way. Holbrook takes the charge, and Wilburn is going to pick up the foul. And for Wilburn, that's his third. Boyd County will inbound. Hicks will bounce it in to Taylor. Three team fouls each way. Right wing with it, Ellis. Ellis will penetrate to the elbow. Backs it out now, right of the circle. Ellis has it poked away by Watson. Ellis picks it up, though. Skips it across to Taylor. Taylor, he'll skip it right side to Holbrook. He'll fire up the three. No good. Long rebound in the corner, grabbed by Ellis. He'll feed it to Taylor. He'll stop. Pop at the free throw line. No good. Rebound Myrus. Under 3 minutes. Across the midcourt stripe, Braden Myrus. 2:40 left. Fourth quarter. 55-55. Ashland Fleming play after this one. The winners of the two will meet tomorrow. Braden Myrus to the elbow. In the corner, Gavin Myrus. He goes baseline. Shoves it to Wilburn. Near corner three on the way. No good. Rebound will be grabbed by Holbrook, who quickly hands it off to Spurlock. Still 55-55. Boyd County hasn't scored in over 2.5. Round County themselves, it's been over a minute for sure. Top of the key with it is Taylor. In the near corner, make that far corner rather, in front of the Boyd County bench to Hicks. Hicks penetrating on Ingles. Goes baseline. Blocked away by Gavin Myrus, but a foul call. Foul is going to be on Gavin Myrus. And that will bring us to a media timeout. 55-55. 2 minutes left in the fourth. Boyd County, Round County, here on WIBY.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
It's been 2 minutes since Round County scored. 2 seconds shy of 3 minutes since Boyd County has scored, but they will have Cole Hicks, the 6'1 junior, at the line shooting a pair of free throws. For Hicks, he's 6 of 9 from the free throw line so far this year, coming into this one and knocks down that one. All 8 of his points coming in the second half, and he'll have a chance to push the Boyd County lead to 2 now as that one rattles home. So Round County's Braden Myers will walk it up. And just under 2 minutes left, fourth quarter. The arrow favors Round County. 2 timeouts for the Lions, 3 for the Vikings. Watson right wing with it. Well behind the arc with the Lions leading by 2. Vikings. Watson bounces it to Braden Myers on the wing, all alone right side with Taylor. Braden Myers goes baseline, cut off by Taylor. Braden still feeling him out, spins back to the right, shot up with the right hand off the glass, and good. And we're tied. Timeout, Round County. And that's a full timeout. We'll break as well. 57-57, 92 seconds left, fourth quarter here on WIVY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Boyd County 57, Round County 57. It will be Boyd County basketball to go length of the court, moving from our right to left as we sit opposite of the scorer's table and the benches. Boyd County still with one more foul to give. A Round County common foul leads to 2 free throws. Boyd County hasn't had a field goal in almost 3.5 minutes. But nothing matters more than this final minute and a half. Under 90 seconds, top of the key, Taylor. Left wing to Hicks. Man-to-man from Round County. Hicks brings it straight away in between the circles. Ellis sets the screen. We'll flip it off right side to Spurlock. Spurlock penetrates baseline. Skip pass to Taylor. Over to Holbrook. Three-pointer no good. Offensive rebound. Holbrook goes up with the shot. No, off the offensive rebound by Ellis and then the handoff. But he'll go shoot 2 free throws. As the foul will go on Maxey. So it'll be the 2-shot penalty for Boyd County, remainder of the game. As Rhett Holbrook will go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. And Holbrook, 61% on the season as the Round County student section gets loud. But that one, about as pure as could be. Watson, Gavin Myers, Braden Myers, Wilburn, and Ingles in for Round County as the second free throw is good. That'll make the lead 2. 1 minute left here in Johnson Arena, 16th region semifinal number 1. Braden Myers crosses the timeline, 55 seconds. Picked up man-to-man by Hicks. Myers backs it way out, and I mean way out, almost to the midcourt stripe. Wilburn there to set a screen. Now Wilburn will back off. Myers still dribbling with it. 40 seconds. Myers will now penetrate. He's going to lose his footing. Ball's on the deck. And we're going to have a out-of-bounds call or a foul. They're going to call a foul on Jason Ingles. And that's going to be his third. So free throws coming up on the other end. As Myers lost his footing at the top of the key, it went over in front of the Round County bench. And Ingles, as he dove for it, tripped Taylor, who will go to the line and shoot 2. 3 of 4 tonight. First one on the way, good. One more upcoming. 3 the lead right now. This one the big one, though, to push it to 4 for Boyd County. He knocks it down. Watson pushes it across the timeline, trailing by four. Watson to the right, low block. Shot off the glass, no. Rebound comes down to Holbrook, and we're going to have a foul called against Round County's Watson or Myris with 27 seconds left. We'll see who goes to the line. It will be Holbrook to go shoot two. Just by my rough math, it looks like Boyd County is 13 of 14 from the free throw line in this second half. Obviously, my statistics unofficial. Holbrook at the line to shoot two. 27 seconds left. He makes the first. Two timeouts each way. One more free throw upcoming for Holbrook. On the way and good. The lead at six. Braden Myris across the timeline, 24 seconds. Braden penetrates into the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound is going to come down to Boyd County Spurlock. Spurlock will cross the timeline. Quick outlet up to, that is Holbrook, who will lay it up and in. And Holbrook now with nine, and Boyd County is now on an 8-0 run. Ingles fires up to three, no good. And Round County is going to drop this one as Ellis will slam it home, but it won't count. Your final score is going to be 65-57. Round County was right there all game, but an 8-0 run over the final minute 03 for Boyd County seals it. And Round County, who led by as many as seven near halftime, had the lead a good portion of the second half. Drops a heartbreaker, and their season will come to an end. We'll send it back to Owen at the station, tabulate some statistics, and come back and talk about this one a little bit. Boyd County 65, Round County 57. Boyd County plays the winner of Ashland and Fleming County that goes on here in approximately 30 minutes from here in Johnson Arena. Back in just a moment.
Allen's Affordable Shipping Containers are now at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more. The possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality health care regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
No way to sugarcoat this one, folks. Absolute heartbreak. Brown County led, approaching halftime by as many as 7. Went into the half down 1, and then Boyd County took over. 19-17 third quarter, then a 15-8 fourth quarter. And most importantly, out of that 15 for Boyd County, 8 of those in the final minute 03, in which they held Round County scoreless. And when you have a final score of an 8-point difference, well, that final minute 03 was the key, as Boyd County led in scoring by Jason Ellis with 19, Grant Taylor with 18. Make that Griffin Taylor, excuse me. 10 points for Jacob Spurlock, 9 for Red Holbrook, and 9 for Cole Hicks. Leading rebounder was Spurlock, 10.7 rebounds, 3 assists for him and Jason Ellis as well. For Round County, Braden Myers with 16 points to go along with 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Jason Ingles, 4 of 6 from behind the 3-point line with 14 points. 12 points for Deshaun Watson. He added 5 rebounds and 4 assists as well. 8 points for Wilburn and 7 for Myers. From the field overall, Boyd County 21 of 37 for 57%, 6 of 18. From 3-point line for 33%, and 17 of 19 from the free throw line. And when glancing down at the stats, 15 of 16. In the second half alone from the free throw line, as they show why they've been getting top 25 votes all season long. Brown County 21 of 39 for 54%, 7 of 14 from behind the arc for 50%, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Just spectacular 3-point shooting tonight both ways. 7 turnovers for the Vikings, 7. Make that 9 turnovers, rather, for the Vikings, 7 for Boyd County. The Lions turn that into 13 points for a Brown County turn, 7. Boyd County turnovers into 9 points off turnovers. Rebounds in the favor of Boyd County, 20-15. Offensive rebounds, 7-5. And that led to 11 second chance points for Boyd County as they out-rebounded on the offensive glass, Round County. And points in the paint, Boyd County 30-22 for Round County. But like I mentioned, an 8-0 run over the final minute 03, the difference maker. And Ashland Blazer, who has won 5 region tournaments in a row, is warming up on the court right now to face off against Fleming County, as Boyd County has won matchup number 1, 65-57. We'll step aside again as Round County season has come to a close here this evening, finishing record of 23-11 overall. Final score, again, Boyd County 65, Round County 57. As we'll be back in just a moment, here from Johnson Arena on WIVY.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Still waiting to see if head coach Sean Thacker makes his way out of the locker room. Obviously, never easy when the season ends, and especially in a situation Round County was in where they really had an opportunity to pull off the upset against this Boyd County team and be able to fight for a spot at the Sweet 16 in Rupp Arena, the greatest show in hoops. But chips just did not fall their way, as some might say, in the final minute and 3 seconds, an 8-0 run for Boyd County. Keep in mind, Russell won the girls' 16th region tournament just a few days ago, when they will face off in the second of the first session on Wednesday at Rupp Arena, facing off against McCracken County. Again, that's on the girls' side, Wednesday, March 13th in Rupp Arena. And Boyd County, we'll wait to see who comes out the winner between Fleming County and Ashland. And the winner of that game, the championship tomorrow at 7 o'clock, well, they will have a date with the second region on March 20th at 1:30. And keep in mind, that is the second game of the first session on the 20th. One matchup already set, Adair County and Marshall County. The first game in the evening session there on March 20th, as still plenty of teams left to play to decide who will fill out that Sweet 16 bracket and fight for a state championship in Rupp Arena. Keep in mind, Moorhead State is Sunday, Selection Sunday. Celebration going on at the Prefontaine Pub in the Adrian Dorn University Center, as Moorhead State, winners of not only the 2023-24 regular season in the OVC, but also the OVC Tournament Champions, winning 3 games in 3 days, and none bigger than the championship against Little Rock. And what a great, great program Preston Spradlin has turned that into. And keep in mind, no matter where the Eagles go, you'll be able to catch all the action right here on WIVY 96.3. Chuck Mraz, no doubt. Tom Lewis, who was on the call with him for the championship, will be headed wherever the Eagles do. Exciting times for Eagle basketball. Heartbreak, though, for Round County as they fall 65-57. We'll step aside one more final time. Actually, hold on. I see Coach Thacker making his way over to the scorer's table. Give him a second here. A lot of congestion, if you could imagine. So he's having to fight through some people leaving, some people coming to the game. As Coach Thacker makes his way here on press row to us as he sits down directly to my left. Coach, all you look for when you go into a postseason game is for your team to have a chance there near the end of the game. And
right.
You all went back and forth. Boyd County led by 10, Round County led by 7, and then kind of narrowed up down the final stretch. And Boyd County only missed one free throw in the second half, made 15. They really knocked those down when they needed to, but they were a tough, tough team, and they proved why they've gotten 25, top 25 votes this year.
Yeah, and that, you know, that was a big factor in the game. You know, I felt like we attacked the basket too, and maybe could have got some opportunities to go to the charity stripe as well. But, you know, they got to go there a little bit more than we did, and that was a big factor in the game. When you look at it, when you look at the stats, that's a big factor in it. But, we just didn't get there a whole lot. And, I'm proud of our kids. Definitely, you know, we knew it was going to be different than it was before. We knew we'd gotten better defensively. And offensively we had some stuff in that gave us an opportunity to attack what they were doing. You know, and if you can make them change what they want to do, you know, which they did, instead of switching the ball screens, they started going under and doing some things because we started having some success. You know, as a coach, you make him have to make adjustments. And, you know, we did that tonight. That, you know, the first two times we didn't have anything that caused them any problems. And I thought tonight we made some adjustments as coaches and got stuff in that gave us an opportunity to have a chance. And, you know, we just, you know, a missed shot, a missed rebound, a 50-50 call. You know, it, you could go back and replay that again, and it could turn out completely different the next time, but you only get one chance to do it.
You've got a lot of experience with really good teams and really good programs, and obviously it's very tough whenever the season comes to an end, but what's the message to your team in that locker room, and especially your seniors? I mean, you've got 9 seniors that have really put a lot of blood and sweat into the program.
Just told them I loved them, and I appreciated them, and, the way they stuck together. I'm walking out early in the season, and... I walk into the locker room and I've got a kid who's sitting there by himself and he's got his Bible out while the JV game's going on. And then you go out and then you walk out of the locker room and you got player decision. They decided they wanted to have prayer before they walked out on the floor before every game. And when I seen those two things, I knew what I had then. You know, I knew I had a special group, and I knew that this would be a special team. And, you know, you got to watch us all year. You know how far we come. Not to have a true post player and, you know, start 5 guards and, you know, do the things that we accomplished, especially down the stretch, playing to the level that we were playing. I'm just proud of them. And, the work ethic and the things that they'll take from this program, hopefully, will last a long time, and it'll make them great fathers and great husbands and great workers and productive citizens in our community, and hopefully that we've had a little bit of an influence on guiding them in the things that they need to do to be that, be respectful and to be thankful and to appreciate each other, and the sacrifices that they made as 9 seniors to stick together, to see this through, to get all the way to the end, they're to be commended for it, because a lot of kids wouldn't do that. They wouldn't stick around if it wasn't going their way, and, it's just a special group of kids.
Any last words you want to say to the fans that have been supporting you for years?
Our fan support this year has been phenomenal. We're disappointed we didn't get it done for you today, but we appreciate all the support that we've had throughout the year, and I felt like our fans loved this team. And when you talk about love, but love is being there to support them and to be there for them. And they're going to need some hugs from you and some pats on the back, but definitely appreciate our fan base and the passion that they have.
Thanks for joining us, Coach, and thanks as always.
Thank you.
That is Coach Sean Thacker. As Round County season comes to a close, Boyd County defeats them in the semifinals 65-57, and Boyd County will play the winner of Ashland and Fleming County, about to tip off in about 10 minutes or so for the 16th Region Championship. Those seniors again, Deshaun Watson, Jonathan Thacker, Weston Maxey, Jace Winkleman, Braden Myris, Slade White, Colby Wilburn, Braden Birchfield, and Hayden Goldberg. On behalf of Gateway Radio WIBY, my color commentator most of the time when he's not under the weather, or when I myself am not. Randy Stacy wished all nine of those seniors nothing but the best in their future endeavors. And, hey, for some of them, the season, and by season I mean a new season, about to get underway as baseball season right around the corner. And keep in mind, this is not the final time that you will have basketball here on WIVY on next Thursday or Friday. The Morehead State men's basketball team will be in action in the first round of the Sweet 16, or maybe of the NCAA tournament. Hopefully I get to say Sweet 16. You never know anymore, but keep in mind that will be coming up. You can find out more information starting on Sunday night, as Selection Sunday will be next Sunday, and Morehead State will find out where they go, as they are the 2024 in OVC men's tournament champions and have won a bid to the NCAA tournament. In final score, Boyd County 65, Brown County 57. Brown County ends the season at 23-11. Reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, we ask that you please do buckle up. We want to keep you a Viking listener and a listener here on WI for a long time to come. It's been a pleasure, as always, bringing you Viking athletics here on the air. Before you know it, it'll be softball and baseball time here on WIVY. For the final time this season for Viking basketball, final score, Boyd County 65, Brown County 57. Pro and Monday back to the station. I'm Jared Stacy. So happy to have you along here on WIVY. So long from Johnson Arena in Morehead.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.